Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one. It is good to be back with you on the air. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. Y'all know this is my word. This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose, as an act of my will, to rejoice and be glad in it. We serve our awesome Creator, awesome Father, awesome God, and I thank and praise the Lord for my Savior, who is Jesus, who is the Lord of my life. He's Lord of my circumstances. He's Lord over my body. You know, I was in a service on Sunday, and that was something I noticed in the beginning of the message that it began to come out of my mouth. You know, the Holy Spirit is so awesome when you really let go and submit to the Lordship of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit, you begin to open your mouth and certain things will come out. But that came out how some of us receive Jesus as Savior. But when we receive and accept Him as Lord, then He's Lord over our circumstances. How some people, they receive Him as Savior, but they don't know Him as a healer. But you know, but as we, the Bible said, we have to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And I don't know about you, but everything that Jesus paid for, I'm believing, I'm expecting it to be manifest in my life. That's something that I strive for every day. You know, the Bible said, a lot of people, they don't know Him as a they might know Him as a redeemer from sin, but when it comes down to lack and poverty and stress and all of that, you know, I hear the late Fred Price said one time, he said, you can live in a, walk in 100% of obedience without sin. Now, some people would say, I don't believe that. Well, if you don't believe it, I guess you won't receive it. And there, too, again, I'm finding out more and more as I walk with the Lord. If it is written, where you and I have access to receive and walk in what is written, you know, that's why it's so important to know what the Bible is saying. Again, this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I am so glad to be with you this evening. And as the time approaching, it's the old saying, said, where did it go to? We got a few more days and maybe a few more weeks, and we'll be going into 2024. And I don't know about you. I thank and praise the Lord for 2023. This really been a trying and a testing time. But nevertheless, I thank and praise the Lord that the Lord been with me the whole time. And I trust He been with you as well. We started on last week, we was talking about prophecy, and we were talking about prophets. And I thank and praise the Lord, Apostle Armstrong, last Thursday, he joined in with us. And I always send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong, who is the sponsor of this broadcast. And I thank and praise the Lord for allowing us to come on and share word with you. But I thank and praise the Lord for him. He shared with me on last Thursday, and we weren't able to be with you on Monday. But I want you, the ones that regularly listen to the broadcast, don't give up. You know, sometimes we have other things that take precedent, and we need to take care of certain things. But we will be on, so don't give up on us. Don't give up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for another day. And we just declare the Lordship of Jesus over this broadcast. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will release the grace, the power over the airways that will cause people to be enlightened, to bring encouragement and strength into the people. We cover this air with the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We cover the minds of the people with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for accuracy will be given. We just give you praise, Father. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. And, Father, for each and every one that have tuned in, I just decree a blessing over them right now. I decree that you will bring strength. I decree that you'll bring courage to them, Father. Strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit. Father, that one that is praying for that prodigal son or that prodigal husband, that prodigal wife, whoever it may be, we take authority. We bind strong man Satan that is operating and that individual. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the convictor and the convincer of souls. And we just thank you that the Holy Spirit is being released on that individual behalf. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory for it now. In Jesus' name, as we stated, in a couple of weeks, we'll be entering into 2023. And when God began to deal with me about this, he would let me know a lot of people have got received prophecy, or got a word of knowledge, or a word of wisdom, and a lot of them, because they didn't see the fulfillment, the manifestation of it, they just gave up on it. And so we're going to do a little bit of review. To kind of bring you up to par, you maybe the one that didn't even tune into the broadcast last Thursday, because it is important. Prophets is here. I'm going to use my foundation scripture. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. We're going to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, because I want you to see what the Lord says. Come on now. I want you to see what the Lord says. So we're going to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and I'm just trying to see which translate. I'm going to use my Living Bible. Some of you that know me, I like to read a lot from the Living Bible. We're going to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And when we started out last Thursday, we started in the beginning. But I even said to the ones that tune in, go home and read Ephesians, the first 16 verses to get a better understanding. According to Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus made this bold statement. He said, let no one deceive you. And that's why it's so important in the time that we're living in, and it's so much is said about the Bible, is so many people saying this and saying that about the Word of God. But my advice, it behooves you and I to get in, make time, find time, and read the Word. Because whatever God say, whatever anyone say to you, it needs to line up with what is written. Yes, that's why when Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness and he was tempted of the devil, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. That was the word of Jesus when the enemy came to tempt him. And that's something I had to learn, and you need to learn when the enemy is loose and fire on you, a heavy persecution or whatever it may be. You need to be able to stand and say what is written and stand on what's written. Paul tells us that it's a fight of faith. He said before he departed, he said, I have kept the faith. I finished my course. I fought the good fight of faith. And faith have an enemy. You know, it amazed me, even though that God gave us faith. Every man have a measure of faith. You know, but what do you do with your faith? The way that we communicate with things in the spirit realm is by faith. The way we communicate with God is faith. Okay? Believe it or not, you and I have the same faith that God had. Once you get born again, you have the same faith that God had for when he said in the beginning, let it be. God command light to be, and light came. We are spoken beings. Yes, the Bible tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. But anyway, you need to know that. But I'm telling you, read your Bible. Read your Bible. You know, jot down the scriptures and go back and read. And before you read, ask the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, believe, ask the Holy Spirit to bring enlightenment and understanding to you. Just don't let people just say anything to you and you say, well, okay. And that's not causing you to dishonor your leaders, but even whatever they say, go back and read it. Whatever I'm saying to you, I advise you to go back and read it. But I'm going to read that. I'm going to start at the ninth verse. I'm in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And as I stated, we were here last Thursday, but Monday we weren't. So I just want to help you to get this because God restored the prophets in 1980. Then in 1990, through study, God restored the apostles. Now, we got some people still don't operate in the apostolic reformation. We got some churches don't believe in it. We got some members don't believe in it. And the ones that do believe in it, the ones that don't believe in it be trying to discourage people. A lot of people, they do believe in the apostles and the prophet, but for the most of them that don't have knowledge and understanding how they operate, they say they false in this. Now, you know, as I stated in Matthew, Matthew the 24th chapter, Jesus said it's going to be false prophets. Well, I'm sure you know by now, everything that God have is a counterfeit. The enemy going to get in there. But you do not have to be deceived. James said on one occasion, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer of the word. And see, the more you study the word of God and you come into knowledge and understanding the word, it's going to be hard for you to be deceived. But you got to be a doer. But in Ephesians 4th chapter, I'm reading from the Living Translation, and it said in the ninth verse, it's a notice that it say he ascended, this means that Christ first came down to the lower world in which we live. The same one who came down is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that his rule might fill the entire universe. He is the one who gave these gifts. He is the one, he come out Christ. He said he is the one who gave these gifts to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Now listen, he gave it. And like I said, when you hear somebody say, well, in this new age, in this new time, in this New Testament, God did away with the apostles and the prophets, that is not true. Before the apostles and the prophet were restored back to the body, most of the church only operate in the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And like I said, now some that came in the knowledge that God done restored the apostles and the prophets, and some churches do operate in the apostolic reformation. That means that you honor and you receive the apostles, the prophet, as well as the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher. And there, too, again, people have to be taught. I remember, and I do, I'm an apostle prophet. I remember when God revealed to me over 30 years ago that I was a prophet. I didn't immediately start operating in that gift. That gift then immediately start manifesting itself through me. I went through the process of it. We living in a time now that even though God might call you, but that don't mean that God approves you. The Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. Why? Because it's a process. We living in a time now that a lot of the gifts, they do not want to go through the process, you know. But anyway, we ain't going to talk about that. But anyway, it's that he is the one who gave these gifts to the church, the apostles, the prophet, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. And then he goes, he said, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. Now, Apostle Paul said on one occasion, he said this, and like I said there too again, it's good whenever you can go back and study and find out what the word says. You hear what I'm saying? It's good to go back and study and find out. Paul said on one occasion that the apostles and the prophet, they are the foundation of the church. You hear me? They is the one that they the foundation gifts. There too, again, as I stated, like I said, a lot of times We live in a time now that a lot of people there say, well, I don't care and I don't want no part of it because I don't believe that's God. But there too, again, you need to read it for yourself. Hear me good? You need to read it for yourself. But the apostles and the prophets is the foundation of the church. Yes, Jesus said it, you know, but you have to study to see that. But there too, again, we're going to go on, but I just wanted to stop and put that in there because, like I stated, a lot of times people say, well, I don't believe that and I don't trust that and all of that. You know, we ain't got time for that. But like I said, Apostle Paul, he tell us that the ministry of the apostle and the prophet are the foundation to the building of Christ in the church. And this is so important. They are the direct extension of the cornerstone to the church. Jesus gave them, guess what, their responsibility is to bring the alignment and the proper structure to God building the church. There too, again, I'm just kind of give you a little bit on it so you can kind of get a, have an idea of what I'm talking about. I'm mostly going to be talking about prophecy because in the hour, like I said, since God restored the apostles and the prophets back to the church, and we do have some true prophets, we have some true apostles, and they are operating in the gift as the Holy Spirit lead them. But some of them, like I said, they're being despised. They are not being received. But because I don't know about you, I don't receive many prophecy, but it took me some years to come to the knowledge to know how to cooperate or how to walk in or see the manifestation of the prophecy. It wasn't that I didn't believe in the apostles and the prophets, but I did not know what to do with a prophecy. When somebody gave me a word from the Lord, I didn't know what to do with it. And because of my ignorance, it fell to the ground. It was not manifest. The fulfillment of it, I didn't see the fulfillment. And that was not the prophet's fault, but it was my fault. See, Hosea 4 and 6, God, people destroy for lack of knowledge. And I'm telling you, get some knowledge. And what Hosea was talking about, he was saying that God people had been destroyed because it wasn't that knowledge wasn't given at that time, but what it was, the people did not pay attention to the knowledge. They didn't give heed to it. They didn't receive it. They didn't walk in it. And so back then, it's like it now. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it tells us the same gospel that was preached to the children of Israel been preached to us, but it didn't profit them anything because they didn't mix faith. And I said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. We are free Mala agents. We are free Mala beings, rather. You have a part to play. And that's something I want to let you know because I know a lot of people are going to be getting prophecies and like maybe you got a prophecy and it haven't been fulfilled. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, hope deferred make you sick. And I done experienced that before. I done got words. I done received word, but because I did not know my part, prophecy is conditional. I didn't know my part to play, and therefore it fell to the ground. And I found myself, I was disheartened, I got discouraged, I got mad with God, I got mad with the person. Yes, I did. But I'm telling you, God still is speaking through prophets. It's some true prophets just like it's some true apostles and some false. But anyway, Apostle Paul said in this 12th verse, he said their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ, until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we would be mature and full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. Well, he's telling you what is the fivefold minister gift or the fivefold office, what their responsibility is. Even with that, I done found out in my walk with the Lord, everything that God have given to humanity, the enemy going to fight you. Or better yet, everything God done gave to the church, the enemy going to fight you. The enemy always constantly trying to bring some division, some kind of misunderstanding when it comes down to the body of Christ, these offices, what part you supposed to play. I found out if he can't stop you from receiving, he going to try to take you to the extreme. Y'all listen, We don't have to do that now. The Holy Spirit is here. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit abides on the inside of me. And I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helped me. I need his assistance every day. Jesus said that it was good for you that I had to depart. He said, because if I don't depart, he won't come. And Benny Hinn, I can't recall what year, but he had this bestseller book came out about Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I found out I need the Holy Spirit daily. I found out he is the one that convicted me. He the one that convinced me. He the one that caused what Jesus did to be a reality to me. He make the things of God real to me. I need the Holy Spirit. I need him every minute. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to minister unless he helped me. Okay? But anyway, he was saying that these five gifts that Jesus gave to the body of Christ, what it for, and he was saying until they mature and grow up. Then he said, then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our mind about what we believe because someone have told us something different or because someone have cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. Instead, we will hold to the truth in love. There too, again, in the beginning, Apostle Paul talked about unity. Now, that's one thing about the fivefold ministry gift. And in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, if you go read it, you will find out Paul was talking about that these gifts you have to operate. I want to make sure that I said it right. Apostle Paul said that you have to operate in love. In order for these gifts to manifest, like God said, for them that manifest or operate in, you have to walk in love. Now, if it ever been a time, and I see it more than ever, that's something that the enemy would try to fight all us when it comes down to walking in love. But in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, if you was to read it in its entirety, Apostle Paul received a revelation that tell you how the gifts are supposed to operate, but in the sum total, that is the body. So for people to try to say that God don't have apostles and prophets anymore, where you're causing your ministry to be weak. Yeah, I'm going to go on and say it. And some churches are stuck because they do not want to receive the apostles and the prophets, you know. I found out, you know, and I'm a mother, my children grown now, but when they were small, when I would bathe them, I got rid of the water. I didn't get rid of them. And you don't throw away the meat, you know, you need to throw away the baby. You need to keep the word. You need to keep it. You need to keep it. I'm telling you. And Paul even said that how, and I'm in 1 Corinthians now, that first verse. And you might say, what does that have to do with prophets? First, you got to know that it's God's will for the apostles and the prophets to operate, and he gave it to the body. We need to get that seller first, because if you don't believe that God restored the apostles and the prophets to the body of Christ, well, you know, if they even gave you a word, you say, that can't be God. Because God, we ain't got no apostles and prophets operating now. So let me lay my foundation again, because you need to really get this, because I'm telling you, just like prophet John the Baptist, when you read in the gospel, John the Baptist was a prophet. John the Baptist's assignment was to prepare people for the first coming of Christ. Well, as a prophet, that's our assignment. Our assignment now is to make sure the church, the peoples of God, and even sinners, that they ready for the second coming of Christ. Like I said, the apostles and the prophets, they're structure. They're foundation to the body of Christ. They is to make sure that the church is in total alignment with what is written, totally in alignment with the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, but I want you to know God restored the apostles and the prophets back to the church. He restored. They are here. They are here to stay. Yes, you got some false ones. Yes, you got false apostles. You got false prophets. But for the most of it, most of the time, y'all, we can be immature. And this is what he was saying today, mature. We can be immature. I had to learn, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning what it means to walk in the apostolic. The apostolic is here. I'm telling you, the prophetic is here. You know, I had to learn how to operate as a prophet. I had to learn how to operate as an apostle. I had to learn how to do all of that, and I'm still learning. And this is where the enemy was ignorance, where he had used your ignorance and your immature. And like I said, I found out a lot of times folks are focused on the negative quicker than they focus on the positive. That's what a lot of times you miss out. But he even said right here, like I said, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, it's in now, dear brothers and sisters, I write about the special ability the Holy Spirit gives to each of us, for I must correct your misunderstanding about them. You know that when you were still pagan, you were led astray and swept along and worshiped speechless idols. So I want you to know how to discern what is truly from God. No one speak by the Spirit of God. Now, there too again, Apostle Paul was trying to bring some understanding about the gifts. He was trying to bring some understanding about the gift. And that's it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you some understanding about the true apostles and the true prophets, true prophecies. I want to try to give you some insight how you can rightly discern it. Where the Bible tells us that we need to study the word so we can rightly divide the word. The Bible tells us that that's what we need to do. And like I said, if you don't believe that God done restored the apostles and the prophets, if you don't believe it's some true apostles and it's some true prophets, well, then when it comes down to prophecy, you're going to be an easy prey to the enemy to get you to throw in the towel. Yes. You're going to be an easy prey. So I want to make sure you know that. Like I said, if you go through this and read that whole First Corinthians, the 12th chapter, Apostle Paul is letting you know. I'm telling you, he letting you know some of the things that would take place. Because I'm telling you, we in that hour, as I stated, we in that hour when the enemy has got a lot of the people believing that God don't have prophets no more, and all this and all of them false prophets, no. It's just like his God will for everybody, listen at me good, his God will for everybody to be saved, but guess what? Yeah, what I found out, and I know you found it out too, everybody is not going to be saved. Amen. And it's not because it's not God will, but it's because a lot of people, as an act of their will, they choose not to receive Jesus, Lord and Savior. Okay, now we got that seller, and like I said, God do give prophecies, that's one of the assignments of the prophet. Now the Bible tells us don't despise prophecy. So now, apostles, prophet, evangelists, pastors, we ain't the only one. They give prophecy. Now, a lot of people, when it comes down to prophecy, they misinterpret because they tell you that if it's from God, prophecy only bring encouragement. They tell you now, if it's a prophecy from God, it's going to bring encouragement. I want to show you that here's the difference when a person that walking in the office of a prophet, they go a little further than that. Yes, yes, they do. I want you to hear me. They go a little further than that. You know, if you've been born again, since you've been born again, guess what? Any lay person can give a prophecy. That's why Paul told in Corinthians, he said, you don't despise prophecy. You hear what I'm saying? He said, you don't despise prophecy. That's what Apostle Paul told him that. And the reason why he said that, okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. Lord, I'd like to show you stuff because there too, as I said again, I want you to know what the words say. And like I said, when it comes down to the gift of prophecy, it's a difference when a prophet, let me get my King James Version. Let me get the King James Version, because I want you to see this. You know, a lot of times we want somebody to just get in the Bible and just rush through everything. And I got, no. It's God will. It's God will for you and I to get not only knowledge, but get an understanding. And when we get the knowledge and the understanding of it, then, listen at me now, then the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom. Wisdom is the how to know how to rightly divide it, know how to apply what God give to you. And that's why I say I want to just take my time on this, because so many people going to receive prophecy. And like I said, some of you don't receive prophecy, and because it didn't manifest itself, better yet, it wasn't fulfilled, you walk around here saying, well, guess what? I just don't believe in it. They just lied. No. Prophecy is what I just said is conditional. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:30. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Okay, in that 28th verse, now here go Paul. Look what Paul said again. And like I said, I thank and praise the Lord for the revelation and the knowledge that God gave Apostle Paul. Now he would talk about the body. And at the 27th verse, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 27th verse, he said, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God have set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracle, then gifts of healing, help, government, diversity of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teacher, are all working the miracle, having all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpretate, but come to earnest, the best gift in ye show I unto you a more excellent way. Now you see, there too again, he coming over here to the Corinthians. He's trying to bring some understanding to them, because a lot of them, they didn't understand when it came down to the body of Christ. We operate as a body, not you know, like the enemy trying to bring so much division now. So I wanted you to see that, because that is so important. Okay, now let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:3. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm still to my prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's look at the third verse. Now listen, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. As I say, if you've been born again, you're in the apostolic reformation, then you can prophesy as well. But it's the difference between a lay person prophecy and a person walking in the office of a prophet. It's a difference. A prophet will go a little deeper. We're going to go a little deeper. We're going to bring correction. Come on, somebody. Whatever is out of alignment, we're going to bring it, and we're going to reveal it to you to bring in alignment. Okay? Now, listen what he said. I'm in 1 Corinthians 14. It's a follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Now, right there, he ain't talking about the office of a prophet. He's not talking about, he's talking about you as an individual, as a layperson, as a born-again believer in the dispensation of Christ. You have the ability, once you receive the Holy Spirit. And like I said, out of here, people said this a lot of times. They done made statements. I was confused for a long time until I really got into studying this. It's a follow after charity and desire spirit to give, but rather that ye may prophesy. But he that speak in an unknown tongue speak not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit the spirit he speak mystery. But he, listen what he said, but he that prophesies speak unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Now, a lot of people done took that right there, and they don't understand the difference between a person, a lay person, they done took that. And when it come down to a person walking in the office of a prophet, They'll say, well, if they ain't edified, if they bring an edification, exhortation, comfort, you don't need to listen to it. No, it's a difference. I want you to hear me good. It's a difference. You need to know the difference. You need to know the difference in a person operates as a prophet. It's a difference. It's a difference. We go a little further and we go a little deeper. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to hear what I'm saying. We go a little further and we go a little deeper. And see, that's why I said a lot of times, if you ain't been taught, if you ain't been taught this here, if you ain't been taught this here, you gonna say, well, I know God couldn't have called them, because if God would have called them, they ain't edified, they rebuked. A true prophet operates in his office. They will rebuke you. Yes, they will rebuke you. I want you to know that. A true prophet will rebuke you. Remember when God called Jeremiah in Jeremiah the first chapter, he told Jeremiah that. He said, Jeremiah, you gonna uproot and you gonna plant. And that's what a true prophet, a person walking in the office of a prophet, they gonna do more than just edification, exhortation. I want you to hear me. They will rebuke you. They gonna bring correction. They gonna bring you back in total alignment. They gonna let you know what God is saying. That it's a different. It's a different, and a lot of people don't know the difference. I've had people come to me. Well, it wasn't no true prophet, because there wasn't no edification. They rebuked me. They said this here. But whatever they say, there too again, what I tell you, make sure you in the word, you know what the words say, so you can go back. Come on, somebody. You can go back. You can go back and see if it lining up with what the words say. Are you with me? And that's why I say you need to know the difference, because like I said, everybody said if the prophecy ain't bringing encouragement and edification, that ain't God. Lord help us. Like I said, y'all, I ain't the pro in this thing, but I done learned a little bit, and I wanted to make sure when you dealing when it come down to walking in the office of a prophet, and prophecy is different. They're going to take you a little further. They're going to tell you exactly maybe where you done got out of line, where God, where you need to repent, where you need to get back in line. That's why, but you need to know the difference, because as I said, I had some people tell me, you know, that if it was true a prophet, they wouldn't have been doing that. But that's what they do, and it's a different, okay? Now, I want to go to 1 Timothy. I want to go to 1 Timothy, 1 chapter 18 verse, and I might not get no further in this. Well, what are you talking about, prophet? I'm talking about how to receive a prophecy. And as I stated, I hope you got this in. And I always say this in. What I'm saying to you is not the only knowledge and the revelation on what I'm talking about. Because the Bible said we learn in part. But my thing is, God, and as the time draw nigh for Jesus, a lot of people are going to receive prophecy, and you need to know what to do with the prophecy. You need to know how to operate in, as I stated, every prophecy is conditioned. And I'm telling you, if you're not walking obedient, I want you to hear me. Please hear me. Because some people are labeled some prophets as false prophets, and they not false prophets. You supposed to judge the prophecy, not so much the person that gave the prophecy. See, you need to know how to rightly divide this thing, you know, because you got to realize when everything that we as prophets receive from the Lord, we receive it by faith. We receive it by faith. Amen. Now, just like Balaam, he gave accuracy. I mean, his prophecy was down to the point. But the Bible labeled him as a false prophet. Yeah. So there, too, again, you're supposed to judge the prophecy. You don't, and now it come a time that you do have to judge the one that gave the word, their character. I remember when I used to teach prophetic classes, I would tell the people, I would tell the ones that were coming to the seminar, I'm not going to teach you how to prophesy. That's the easy part. But we're going to talk about the characters of a prophet. And every one of these offices, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers, believe it or not, it's a character. We're supposed to operate in the character of God, the fruit, all of that. He said, you'll know about a fruit. Okay? But if you got, I want you to go to 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1:18. I done switched over to McCain James Version. 1 Timothy 1:18. As I stated, prophecy is conditional. Are you hearing me? Prophecy is conditional. You have your part to play. And the first thing is to be obedient. You got to be obedient to the instruction that's God-given. There's many instructions in the Bible. For one, God led Jehoshaphat. He led Joshua and them. He led them. Prophets would give them specific instruction. They had to follow the instruction in order for the prophecy to be fulfilled. And there too, again, some people, they receive a prophecy, and what they do, instead of them being obedient, first of all, once you receive it, you need to write it down, or you need to carry your phone with you. You know, that's something that I try to do when I've been given a prophecy. Me, I do it, either my secretary would turn my phone on and we would record it. And I need to go back and read it. I need to go back and meditate on it. And there's something else. A lot of times people receive a prophecy, you get so excited, you don't write it down. You might just, but you don't realize you're going to have to do warfare for the prophecy. And then a lot of times you receive a prophecy, it might not have a meter. That's too, again, you have to get some understanding about it. And some people, they don't receive prophecy, and because they didn't see suddenly a immediately result about their situation, the first thing they did, they labeled them as a false prophet. Be careful when you label people as false. They might have just gave you an inaccurate word. They might have just, listen, all of us is fallible. All of us going to miss it. Now, I'm not saying you still need to be know how to discern a true apostle in the office. You need to be able to know how to discern a true prophet and a false prophet. But there too, again, if you have the Holy Spirit, if you're a student of the Word of God, then it going to really help you. Are you following what I'm saying? But there too, again, as I stated, you, his condition, hear me. I'm going to say it again. I know I'm being repetitious, but I want you to get this, because I'm telling you, as the time grow nigh, God going to be giving you prophecies, and you need to know what to do with it. Write it down. Write it down. Don't get so excited you forget to record what it's saying. And once it wrote, you write it down, and go back and listen to it. I got some prophecy in October, and I've been going back off the service. I've been going back, listening over and over. Sometimes I spend a whole day listening at them prophecies. So after I do it, then I can begin to decree and declare. I can begin to speak what it says. But you need to know. Come on, somebody. Okay? And then, like I said, in 1 Timothy 1:18, okay? 1 Timothy 1, it said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy, listen, with Esau, which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare. Now, and if you study, Timothy was dealing with a lot. Timothy was going through. If you look at it, Timothy was dealing with a lot of false teachers, and he was a young man, young minister, and he was dealing with a lot of stuff. And that's the thing. Once you, the Bible tells us in Matthew the 13th chapter, when you receive the word, immediately come the weak one. Listen, persecution going to come. The spirit of detraction going to come. The enemy going to try to torment you about it. Doubt, unbelief, all of that stuff going to come. But once you receive it, listen, write it down. Then if you know the prophet, I mean, you know, if they've been proven, Okay, this a prophet of God. Like I said, if do you believe in a prophet? Do you believe that God can speak through a prophet? And if that prophet been proven to you, are you gonna get that's the truth? Okay, then you got that seller, but you write it down. And once you write it down, because the enemy gonna come to try to detract you from it. I tell you, I got some prophecies and don't nobody know. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, I believe it in 1 Corinthians, is it the 16th chapter? I believe, if I'm not making a mistake, when he said a great and a grand door was open to me with many adversaries. And that's the thing about it. Once we received the word, and when God told me to start sharing this in, and you know, a lot of people have let a lot of prophecy fall to the ground. Why? Because you didn't know what to do. You didn't know your part that you had to play. You know, for a long time, people tell you God's going to do it all. God is not going to do what we can do. God ain't going to override your will. God ain't going to do what you can do. Come on, somebody. It's so many people that got stuck. So many people is not going forward in the things of God because they still waiting on God. Listen. When Jesus, before Jesus gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. I thank and praise the Lord. What in that Andrew Walmart, he got a beautiful teaching on the already. The already is what, that's really what I minister most about. Everything that I need to be successful and fulfill what God called me to do on this earth, and you too. Do you not know we have access to the Holy Spirit? We have access to the name of Jesus that we can get it done. But you need to know you have an enemy. The Bible tells us to be sober because the adversary, the devil, goes about after one line seeking who he may devour. The Bible tells us that God watch over his word to perform it. And read him, Paul was telling him, he said, you got to do warfare. He said, remember Timothy. He was telling Timothy, you need to remember when hands were laid on you. Come on, somebody. You need to remember Timothy. And I'm telling you, all this is so true. You need to, that you can do warfare with the prophecy, but you have to know what, remember what the prophecy said. What did they say to you? Amen. I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm going back. I'm going to go back. I'm going back to Jeremiah because I think I need to. I'm feeling led to expound on that just a little bit more. What it said in Jeremiah, the first chapter, in that ninth verse, and it said, then the Lord spoke forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms and all of it. Look at his plural. He said to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. And that is what prophets does. I want to read that to make sure. So there too, again, I don't want you to think just some she thought of. No. God forbid, and I do too. As I say all the time, I learned the responsibility and the accountability as the office that I walk in. It's a responsibility. I can't just tell you anything because I'm going to give an account for whatever I say to you. That's the seriousness of it, you know. But God was giving Jeremiah, other words, he would let Jeremiah know, if you do a study on, a lot of people not going to receive him. And I promise you, I've done experienced that. I've been rejected. I've been false accused, false act. Yes, I've done experienced all of that. But guess what? I got to get this word out. But I'm telling you, a lot of God going to be giving some of you prophecy. And maybe somebody that listening at the broadcast right now, God gave you a prophecy years ago. And like I said, just because you, when you first receive a prophecy, sometimes it's not immediately. Sometimes it might be years. It might be months before you see the manifestation. But that's the time that you got to hold fast to it. Hold fast to what it said. Because like I said, in the beginning, I used to get prophecy, but I ain't write them down. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't write them. I didn't know what to do with them. Nobody told me you need to write it down. Nobody told me. that you're going to have to do warfare for it. Nobody told me that. But now, 30-some years, 40-some years later, some of the things that were prophesied every now and then, when I started walking in, the Holy Spirit bring it back. This was the prophecy that was given to you. But see, I didn't know how to. And it's someone out here listening now. And you mad at God, you mad at the prophet, and now you say, I don't want to hear nothing. God, they don't do nothing but lie. No, no, no. Did you do what you're supposed to do? In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, Apostle Paul told him, he said, now finally we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. But he told him to put on the whole armor of God. And he told him, he said, in evil days, when you done did all, listen, even with prophecy, when you know you done did all that God required you to do versus, I mean, based upon what the prophecy, remember I told you, first of all, you know, write it down, you know. Write it down. If they don't say something, if they bear witness with your spirit, they saying something you know that they don't know about you, write it down. And remember I told you there too again. Write it down. And then when it comes down to doing warfare, you're going to have to do warfare. The enemy going to try to get you to forget it. He going to try to get you to doubt it. And I found out something else too. A lot of times you got to be careful who you share your prophecy with. Because if you share your prophecy with somebody that don't believe in prophecy, if you share it with somebody that don't believe in it, guess what? They're going to cause you to miss out on what God got for you. I had to learn that too. Them people don't know what, you know, ain't no apostles, ain't no prophets. And it's sad. It's sad we got so many people in the body of Christ, they missing out, they stuck because you let somebody tell you that God ain't restored the apostles and the prophets. You, and these sometimes it can be ministers. Remember the scribes and the Pharisees? They was the one that fought against everything Jesus said. They were so religious. They wanted to stay stuck like they was. They didn't want to own up to the new. Jesus said, you don't put new wine in old wineskin. They didn't want to receive it, even though it had been prophesied. Do you not, when you read the full gospel, do you not know it's really a book of prophecy being fulfilled about Jesus? Everything that was prophesied about Jesus, Jesus did. I remember Matthew 18 when he was saying about the healing, about the script, he said that this might be fulfilled. He healed them all. This may be fulfilled, what Isaiah the prophet said. See, it's full of prophecy, but the thing about it, if you ain't careful, and I'm talking, God talking to me too, don't miss out on what God done gave you because of ignorance. And that's something I had to learn. Remember Joseph? I'm sure many of you remember Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph messed around and told them people his dream. He told his dad and his brother, and they laughed at him. He should have kept it to himself. I learned that too. Sometimes you can't tell everybody your dream. You can't tell everybody your prophecy. You got to be cautious when it comes to that because everybody don't believe in it. I mean, he said, we got some churches. Well, honey, ain't that another apostle prophet coming? You know them prophets? They're coming in and trying to steal your folks. Steal them for what? A true prophet ain't trying to, A true prophet ain't trying to steal nobody from you. Not a true one. They responsibility first to point you to God, not to themselves. To try to help you, you need to get your act together. And God will give them some pertaining to where you at. Sometimes where you going. But there too, again, like I said, my goal is, because I'm sensing the strong in the spirit, a lot of God's going to be giving prophecies to a lot of people that you need to know what to do with the prophecy when you receive it. Yes, I'm being repetitious. Yes, I'm being repetitious. And this is what Paul was saying to Timothy. I'm closing. I'm coming in with this. He said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou by them might walk a good warfare, holding faith in a good conscience, which some have put away concerning faith, have made shit work. And like I said, a lot of times when a prophecy don't manifest itself, you can get shipwrecked. You can get hope deferred. You can get sick. You can get mad, as I stated. And we got so, and I've been there, frustrated with God, mad with everybody. I ain't doing that. I didn't forget all this. And see, a lot of times you do that because of ignorance, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. My time is up. I got to bring this thing in. We're gonna continue with this. Ask the Lord allow us. And like I said, I'm just giving you some of the basic things that you need to know as you receive a prophecy, what you need to do with. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I pray, Father, that even after we go off the air, I pray and release the Holy Spirit that he will bring more enlightenment and more in understanding to those that hear your word today. And I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.